On the wall adjacent to this one are two images that focus on specific individuals who were imprisoned, titled Observation Number 38 and Making Medicine. In Observation Number 38, a dark green and brown print, we see a photo of Zodum, a Kiowa warrior. If you glance towards the large wall photo in the first gallery, you can see Zodum on the far left of that image, next to Atadlia. Despite his young age at the time of capture, Zodum was already widely known for his pride, strength, and valor as a warrior. One of the most prolific of the ledger artists at the fort, he was also a gifted artist. After he left Fort Marion, he became an Episcopal deacon, but later returned to the plains and eventually to his native faith. In this image, we see a man who was perpetually caught between two worlds and framed by violence. The artist illustrates this by including one of Zodum's after photos against a background of guns rendered in a camouflage-like palette. The top layer of the image features woven thread, likely a nod to native art forms, which is used to create an inscription with Zodum's name, native patterns, and a border of teepee-like forms. Now move to the other image, titled Making Medicine, which tells a different story. The charcoal-like quality of the work is due to the artistic process of America Meredith, the artist who created this work. This was created using fumage, a native art form that involves using smoke to burn an image into a material. Meredith is particularly interested in the ways in which native and non-native populations found common ground. This may explain her choice to feature Making Medicine, a Cheyenne prisoner. The term Making Medicine describes the religious ritual performed by a spiritual leader among the Cheyenne tribe. Making Medicine was given this name, likely indicating that he was destined to be a religious leader among the Cheyenne people. His glyph signature, in the top right corner, is the symbol for a medicine man. Making Medicine was not, in fact, one of the prisoners chosen for incarceration at Fort Marion. His brother, Little Medicine, was, though. Unwilling to let his brother suffer through the exile from the plains alone, Making Medicine volunteered to go to Fort Marion as well. After leaving Fort Marion, Making Medicine, like Zodum, also became an Episcopal minister and was active in the church for the rest of his life. He returned to the plains to preach to members of his own tribe. He was later canonized as an Episcopal saint, the first Native American to achieve sainthood in the Episcopal Church. A church in Syracuse, New York, is dedicated to him today.